You're listening to a podcast from Victory. A life with Jesus entails living a life of righteousness. Discover God's righteousness in this message from our Indeed series.
Nasa second week na po tayo ng Indeed. And can we all stand as we read the word 1 John 3? Medyo mahaba ito pala, no? 1 John 3, 1 to 10. Ganito na lang. Sige, basahin natin. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know Him. It did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your holy word. We ask for your Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning. Open the eyes of our understanding. Change us, transform us, so we can be more like Jesus in everything that we do and say. We give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. So, gaya po ng sinabi ko last week, ang first letter, ang unang sulat ni John ay sinulat po niya para i-correct yung mga false teachers, no, na nagtuturo ng maling katuruan sa church. At itong mga false teachers na to ay nag-separate o nag-ahatak, kaya winarningan niya yung church, no? At sa 1 John po ay nagbigay siya ng mga tests or evidences para makatiyak tayo. Ito ang prueba. These are the proofs. These are the evidences if you are a true follower of Christ. Ito yung mga ebidensya na ikaw ay totoong Kristiyano. At yun po ang goal natin sa series ito. Indeed, when the life of Christ is seen in our deeds, sa ating pong mga gawa, sa ating pong buhay, we are truly saved indeed. Tayo ay totoong ligtas. At ito pong false teachers ito, ang mga early form of Gnosticism, from the Greek word gnosis, G-N-O-S-I-S, gnosis, which means to know. They claim na sila lamang daw po ang ligtas. If you have access to secret knowledge, then you are a part of the elite few who have access to this knowledge, Gnosticism. At isa po sa mga katuruan nila ay yung dualism. Dualism, ibig sabihin ay pagkahiwalay, magkasama siya pero hinihiwalay mo sa dalawa. Separation of the spirit and the body, of matter and spirit. Yung, alam niyo po yung matter, no? Yung palaman sa tinapay, peanut matter, no? Pang-umpisa pa lang eh. Eh, teka. Ha, almusal eh, no? So, they believe that whatever happens in your body does not affect your spirit and soul. So, kahit magwala ka sa Sabbath nights, anumang kasalanan ang gawin mo, hindi maapektuhan yung spirit and soul mo, kasi yung body lang, yung flesh, yung matter lang ang naapektuhan. Yung pong paniniwala ng mga Gnostics, yung turo ng dualism, yung separation. And that's why, mababasa natin dito sa 1 John 3, binasa natin na he who does, dito natin malalaman kung sino talagang anak ng Diyos, no? Kung sino yung gumagawa ng tama, he who does what is right is a child or daughter, is a son and daughter of God, no? Sino po sa inyo, you are a son and daughter. You are a son or daughter of God. Raise your hands. No, nakasigurado kayo, no? Praise God. At si dito po sa 1 John 3, no? Titingnan po natin about righteousness. Kasi po marami pong mga Pilipino ang religious but they are not righteous, no? Napapansin niyo po ba 'yon? Napatuwing linggo marami pong nagsisimba sa church, di ba? Sino sa inyo bago kayo pumunta sa Victory, nagsisimba na kayo sa church? Raise your hand. O dito lang kayo nagsimba every day, every Sunday. Sino sa inyo galing sa ibang church bago kayo naging part ng Victory? Can I know? Marami rin, ano? Okay. So so religious po ang maraming Pilipino, but many are not righteous. Many are doing what is not right, no? Alam niyo po, laman po ng mga newspapers, news, 'di ba, yung corruption na nangyayari sa ating gobyerno. Marami pong dito ay makita natin sa church, no? At they are religious, they go to church every Sunday, but they are not doing what is right. At meron nga isang, di ba, yung pag pinagtatakpan natin, pagkaibigan natin, di ba? Kahit na mali, dahil sa pakikisama, pagkaibigan natin, kasangga natin, kapanalig natin, pinagtatakpan natin yung mali. That's not right, no? Kaya nga, minsan pag may tumawag, di ba, yung nangolekta ng bayad ng utang, si Judith, di ba, nag-due date na ng bayaran, kaya sabi mo, wala ako pag tumawag si Judith. So, pinagtatakpan. No? But they go to church. Meron nga isang couple, isang mag-asawa, ay papunta na sa church. No? So, binilinan yung kanilang kasambahay. No? Sabi ni Mrs., pag may nagtanong kung saan kami nagpunta ng sermo, ay sabi mo, nagsimba kami sa Quiapo, no? At babalik din kami kung magtanong kung kailan, sabi mo malapit na, no? Okay, so minemorize nung katulong, no? Opo ate, minemorize yung sagot, no? Pero hindi yung tanong, no? Remember, minemorize niya yung habilin, no? Pupunta sa Quiapo, magsimba, pa malapit na. Yun. Malapit na, babalik na, no? So, sakto, may kumatok na mula sa Bygone Company. Bygone Company, sabi nung ahente, meron po ba kayong ipis daga at lamok? Sabi nung katulong, umanis! Saan pumunta? Nagsimba sa Quiapo. Sabi nung ahente, nababaliw na ata to. Malapit na! Sabi nung katulong, no? So, ayun, no? Yung po ang nangyari, no? Nagsimba sa church, sa Quiapo, malapit na. Oh. So, how can we live in righteousness? Paano po tayo mamumuhay sa katwiran? Oh, ito pong papansin po natin sa 1 John 3, ay minention yung words na appearance, no? Yung pagdating, pagpunta dito ni Jesus. So, first, reason why we can live in righteousness is because of the love of God, God's love to us. We can live in righteousness because we are children of God. You know, we became God's children through the love of God that was given to us. 1 John 3, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. So, yun po yung identity natin. We are the children of God. At napakadakila, napakayaman, napakarami ng pagmamahal ng Diyos na, ano pa yung lavished? Ibig sabihin yung lavished? Labis-labis na binuhos. No? Sobra-sobra na binigay ang pagmamahal ng Diyos sa atin. Di ba? We human beings, we love people that are lovable. Pero ang Diyos, He loved us even while we were still sinners. Kahit tayo naliligaw pa ng landas. So we are righteous. We can do righteousness. We can live in righteousness because we are secure in the love of God. Tayo po ay panatag. Tayo po ay nakadepende sa pagmamahal ng Diyos. How many of you are you can feel, you can sense, you know that God loves you. You know that God loves you. Diba? Our identity is not something that we created. It was given to us by the Father. And so, ang salvation po natin, ito lang po, is a response to the love of God that was given to us, demonstrated on the cross for us. And, di ba pag may pinanganak na bagong silang na sanggol, no? When there's a newborn baby, no? Many times we'll know, we will comment, sino ba ang kamukha niyan? Tatay o nanay? Di ba? Sino sa inyo ang merong kamag-anak na may newborn baby? Raise your hand. Ayan, meron. Okay, just recently, my younger sister gave birth to a baby girl. No? So, meron na silang dalawang boys ng bayaw ko nga now. Ito, si Trinity Ann ang pangalan. Okay. Trina for short. No? So, sino sa tingin niyo ang kamukha? Yung tatay o nanay? Paglaki, malalaman natin. No? So, ibig sabihin na, we are the children of God. That's the identity we have received from God. We are secure in the love of God. We are not the children of the devil. We are the children of God. And sabi po dito sa verse 9, no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. No? So, alam po ibig sabihin nun, because God's seed remains in him. No, kaya tayo magpapatuloy sa pamumuhay ng tama ay because ang buto, ang butil ng Diyos ay nakatira, nananahan sa atin. No, the word seed here is the Greek word sperma, which means the spiritual life given to the believer. This is the vital force, the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit in us. It is the DNA, the character traits of God, nakadeposit po sa atin yan. Yung the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit, yung character ng Diyos ay nasa sa atin na ngayon, the seed of God. And that's why a seed, no, ang isang butil, no, pag ang isang buto ay itinanim mo sa lupa, diba, just as a seed, when a seed is planted on the ground, it will grow into a plant or a tree. Okay, so, ibig sabihin po ng seed, ang living in righteousness natin ay it's a progression, not perfection. Hindi po tayo perfect 100%. No, Christian na yan. Pero bakit ganyan pa rin ginagawa niya? So may binabago pa rin sa atin si Lord araw-araw. No? Siguro nung bagong kasal kayo, ay meron kayong mga adjustment, mga misunderstanding. Minsan pag nag-aaway kayo, nagsisigaman kayo, nagtatapunan ng kutsara at tinidor. Pero ngayon hindi na, nagsusubuan na kayo. No? Ng kutsara, tinidor. Ay, ng pagkain, no? Susubuan, no? Sinusubo na. Mas gentle na kayo, mas understanding na kayo sa isa't isa, no? You are honoring your husband and you're loving your wife, no? So, progression po. We are becoming like Jesus. And yun nga yung sabi sa verse 2, when Jesus comes, again, we will be like Him. We will be like Him. Tayo po yung maging katulad ni Jesus. We are progressing in our Christ-likeness. Number two, second, the reason why we can live in righteousness is we can, because of God's sacrifice, no? Dahil po sa ginawa ni Kristo sa krus ng Kalbaryo, because of His great love, His great sacrifice, we can live in righteousness because Christ took away our sins. Ito sa verse 4 to 7, everyone who practices sin is also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that He appeared in order to take away sins, and in Him there is no sin. No one who abides in Him sins. No one who sins has seen Him or knows Him. Little children, make sure no one deceives you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as He is righteous. So we can say no to sin, we can say no to temptation because of the sacrifice, the God's great sacrifice for us. Anong ginawa niya? He took away our sins. Kinuha po niya ang ating mga kasalanan. He paid once and for all. He paid the penalty for our sins. That's why hindi mo na kailangan mag magpenitensya during Holy Week. No, you don't have to hindi mo na kailangang umakyat ng nakapa o umakyat papunta sa Antipolo tuwing Holy Week because Jesus paid it all. God's sacrifice has took away all our sins. And lahat ng sin is lawlessness, no? Ang kasalanan ay paglabag sa kautusan, sa mga commandments ni Lord. And that's why as Christians, mayroon tayong assurance na kinuha na ni Lord, pinawi niya, tinanggal na niya yung power and the presence of sin. And that's why yung righteousness natin, ang ating pong kalinisan, ang ating katwiran, it comes from the nature of Christ. Ito po yung po ang pinanggagalingan ng righteousness natin, the righteous character, the righteous nature of God. No, katulad po ng ang righteousness po natin ay we are doing righteous acts hindi para tayo maging righteous. We are already righteous, that's why we are doing righteous acts, no? Tayo po ay ginawang banal, kaya tayo ay gumagawa ng tama. Hindi tayo gumagawa ng tama para maging banal, no? Yun po yung righteous nature, just like a fish, no? Sino po sa inyo ang mahilig kumain ng isda? Okay, so sino sa inyo na-experience ng mag-fishing ng isda na kayo? All right, sa river, lake, sa pond. Sino pa? Sa fish pond or sa aquarium? Nag-fishing kayo sa aquarium, no? Madaling hulihin yun, no? Sasalain mo lang. No? Pero ang fish, the fish, it's the nature of the fish. They don't swim so that they will become fish. They are fish. That's why they swim. That's the nature of the fish, no? So ganun rin po tayo. We live righteously because we are righteous. We don't do righteous acts so that we become righteous. Just as a fish, it's the nature of the fish to swim. Yun po ang kanilang inclination, yun ang kanilang predisposition. So, we are righteous because Jesus made us righteous. In Colossians chapter 2, 13 to 15, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Okay, so kung meron ka mang mga pagkakamali in the past, mga mistakes, mga disappointments, no, kalimutan mo na yun. Dahil pinatawad ka na ni Jesus, no, inalis na yung kasalanan nyo. Alam mo ba, pag binabalikan mo pa yung disappointment, di ba? Take note of that disappointment. Narinig ko to kay Pastor Paul Chase. A disappointment, when you focus on your disappointment, you will miss your appointment with God. No, yun ang sabi niya, no? Kasi nakakancel. So forget everything and release it to Jesus. He forgave us all our sins. Verse 14. Having canceled the written code and its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. May pinagtagumpayan niya, dinisarmahan niya yung kasalanan, yung power ng kalaban. And then 2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake, God the Father made him, Jesus, he made him to be sin who knew no sin so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So when God looks on us, he sees the righteousness of Christ in us. Tingin niya po sa atin, we are clothed. Tayo po ay nadamitan ng kalinisan, kabanalan, katwiran ni Kristo. Okay, so God's love, God's sacrifice, and third reason is because of what God has done. It is about God's work. No, ano ba ang ginawa ni Jesus? We can live in righteousness because Christ destroyed the works of the devil. No, we can live in righteousness because Jesus destroyed, he nullified, he annihilated, he canceled the power, the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8-9, whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him. So we can live in righteousness because God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, defeated the power, the works of Satan. No? Huwag po tayong matakot sa demonyo, sa mga multo, sa mga aswang. No? Sila po ay kampo ng kadiliman. Tayo ay, we are the children of light. No? We are the sons and daughters of God. And the enemy has no more hold, no more influence upon us. No? Pag binigay mo na totohanan, 100% ng buhay mo kay Jesus, the enemy has no more influence or power or hold over you. And sometimes, di ba kaya nagkakasala yung mga tao, sometimes we hear the excuse of people who commit sin. Sinasabi nila, the devil tempted me. The devil made me do it. Diba? Narinig niyo na ba yun? Nagdilim ang aking kaisipan at di ko na naisip. No? At tinukso ko ng demonyo. No? Parang biniblame nila yung demonyo. Pumasok si Satanas doon sa isipan. So when people commit sin, it is the work of the devil. Ang works of the devil is to tempt us, to deceive us, to condemn us. Di ba, pinaghihiwalay ang mga mag-asawa, sinisira ang mga pamilya, bibigay ng mga maling ideas, paano mangurakot, paano mga agrabyado ng ibang tao. And so, when people tempt us to commit sin, dapat ready na tayo. Alam natin anong gagawin natin, paghanda na natin yung pakana ng kaaway. No, last Thursday evening in my victory group, men's meeting. So nag-share sila paano nila, how nag-share yung mga group different ideas how they can guard themselves and so that they will not fall into sin, no? At yung iba pag karamihan kasi sana nag-work sa call center at yung iba ay sinasabi na nila yung conviction nila, no? That I'm a Christian, I don't drink, I don't smoke. Sinasabi para alam na pag sakaling alukin, alam na tatanggi ka. Alam, sabi mo na beforehand that you know your values, your moral convictions. At alam mo na yung sasabihin mo, gagawin mo when the temptation comes. And last Wednesday naman, si Pastor Noel O'Hara sa kasi Mary June, our pastors in Victory, Caloocan, nandito po sila. Sinabi naman ni Mary June, in-appreciate yung husband niya, si Pastor Noel, kasi he is transparent. No? Siya po ay open sa kanyang asawa. No? Di ba? That's our topic last week, diba? Living in the light. Diba? Kaya si Mary June, nababasa, yung husband niya, si Pastor Noel, pwedeng ma-access ng wife niya. No? Alam niyo ba, pag dumadating kayo sa bahay niyo, pwede bang tingnan ng asawa niyo yung cellphone niyo? Huh? Pastor Ed, ganun rin ba? No? Tinitingnan rin ni Gigi eh. Kung sino yung mga nag-text, tumawag. No? Dapat ready yun. Huwag mo munang burahin. No? Para transparent kayo sa isa't isa. That's one way that you will preserve your integrity, your faithfulness to one another. Okay, God's work. We can live in righteousness because Jesus destroyed the power, the works of the devil. At kung nagkamali ka, diba? Siyempre, sabi sa 1 John 1:9, let's just confess our sins to God because He is faithful and just to forgive us. No? Kailangan pa rin natin mag-confess araw-araw. Diba? Kasi we're not perfect. Meron nga isang preacher, author sa Singapore, sinabi niya, hindi na raw natin kailangan mag-confess kasi covered na raw yung sins natin, past, present, and future. Huwag niyong paniwalaan yun. No? Kasi 1 John, yung first chapter daw ay para sa unbelievers. Chapter 2 to 5, para raw sa believers. Sabi nitong author na to, ng preacher, ng pastor na to. No? Can you imagine on church on Sunday, si Apostle John, yung babasahin yung letter niya. No? Can the believers please cover your ears? Kasi chapter 1 ito para sa unbelievers lang muna o lumabas muna kayo, no? Tapos pasok na kayo pag chapter 2 na, no? So, hindi po ganun 'yon. This letter was written for the believers, no? Those walking in the light because God is light. And because God is righteous, we can live in righteousness. We have the righteous nature, the DNA of God upon us. And sabi nga sa Romans 6, 13 and 14, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. Why? For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. So tayo lumalakad sa biyaya ng Diyos, sa pangyarihan ng Diyos. That's why we can live in righteousness. And in 1 John chapter 2, 28 to 29, and now little children, abide or remain in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from Him in shame at His coming. Tayo raw ay manatili kay Jesus para kung pagdating niya ay hindi tayo mahihiya sa kanyang pagdating. If you know that He is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of God, born of Him. No? So kung the prospect of seeing and meeting our Lord one day should motivate us to walk, to live in righteousness. No? Balang araw tayo po'y harap sa trono ng Diyos, tayo po'y husgahan, and we'll be given rewards for everything we have done. And and because Jesus is righteous, no, we have the righteous nature of God in us. At tayo po ay we will resemble, we will be like Jesus, just as He is righteous. Tayo po ay magiging katulad niya when He comes to take us with Him for eternity. And so the main point I can share with you is we can live in righteousness because of who God is and what He has done for us. Possibly po, we can live, we can walk, tayo po'y mamuhay ng tama because dahil po sa ang Diyos natin ay righteous God at ginawa na niya. He has taken away our sins. He has broken the power of the enemy. And that's why we can live, we can continue to walk in righteousness. Last May 5, mayroon pong isang article sa Philippine Daily Inquirer ang entitled The Impossible Country. Ito po yung istorya o transformation ng South Korea, which was once considered as the poorest country on the planet in the 1950s. From 1910 to 1945, ang Korea po ay sinakop ng Japan, at more than 200,000 of its women became sex slaves, and yung mga men were used for forced labor, and so everyone was required to take a Japanese name. No, marami pong naghirap, at nung natapos yung World War II in 1945, na divide ang Korea sa dalawa, and in 1950 sinakop sila ng North Korea. War erupted when the Korean War ended in 1953. The infrastructure ng South Korea was completely devastated, destroyed. No? And to make things worse, South Korea virtually has no natural resources to speak of. Only 21% of the land is arable and fit to grow crops on. And on top of this, yung unang presidente nila, si Syngman Rhee, was corrupt, a corrupt dictator, and didn't care much for the welfare of the people. And so paano nangyari, paano naging economic powerhouse yung South Korea? Nagsimula po yon, it began with President Park Chung-hee, no, who was installed president in 1961 after a coup d'etat na force yung corrupt president nila si Syngman Rhee na tumakas papuntang Hawaii. No? May naalala ba kayo? No, kaparehas natin, no? So, one crucial thing that President Park pursued at the start was to build his people's spirit. So, pinalakas niya yung kalooban ng mga tao. Nag-flash po sila ng mga banners, slogans all across South Korea. They promoted this slogan, "Beat Japan," or "We can do it." No, na yung mga produkto ng Japan, they can do better than that. And so the government campaign was very successful, because President Park, that the mind and the spirit is more important than the flesh. And ang isa pang ginawa niya is to discipline the political leaders. No, pinrosecute po niya yung mga politika, mga corrupt officials. Meron pong nirounded up, hinuli po at ikinulong yung mga iba nagmarchas, mga nahuli, nagmarcha sa kalye, may placards, "I am a corrupt swine." Ako ay isang corrupt na baboy, no? Yung baboy kumukurap, no? So even Samsung founder Lee Byung-chul was jailed for corruption and tax evasion. Another thing that Park did was to provide a clear vision of economic vision and economic recovery. You know, his vision was to make Korea the leader in shipbuilding. So minodernize po niya yung paggagawa ng barko. He exhorted the chaebols to go into the manufacture of cars, electronic goods, household appliances, equipment, fertilizer, among others. And pati po yung rural development, no, yung same old undong movement, a rural development program, yung nag-provide suna na ng farming education sa mga magsasaka, training and technological support to farmers. Pero tinuruan nila, he also told people to depend not on the government but on themselves. And when an amazing thing happened is when President Park died in 1979, the people learned that he had only one piece of property, an old apartment that he bought before he became president in 1961. So he did not enrich himself. And that's why today Korea, South Korea, is Asia's fourth largest economy and the world's 15th. It is the world's 16th largest donor to developing nations. Its people are the highest paid employees in Asia. Less than 2% of the population live in poverty. Gusto niyo po bang mangyari yan sa Pilipinas? How did South Korea manage to do it from the poorest country in 1950s, now one of the richest nations in the world? Because of one man, his righteous leadership, President Park. He's just one man, his leadership, his vision, his love for his country, his values, his righteous leadership transformed a nation. But the difference is what Jesus did for us on the cross, the love of God, the sacrifice of God. It is not just changing one nation. The love of God through Christ is changing, bringing righteousness and salvation to all the nations of the world. Living in righteousness starts with knowing who we are. We are the children of God. Tayo po ay anak ng Diyos. Tayo mahal na mahal ng Diyos. Living in righteousness is possible because Jesus took away our sins. Yung kanya pong sacrifice is final and complete and perfect once and for all. We can continue to live in righteousness because the power of the devil has been broken. God, through Jesus destroyed the works and the power of the devil. And that's why we as his people, children of the light, we can live in righteousness. Praise God. Let's pray as we thank the Lord. Let me pray. Please join me as we pray, as I pray for our nation. Lord God, we thank you for the example of South Korea. And right now, we are also praying for our beloved nation, that you will transform this nation, starting with us. Simula po sa aming sarili, baguhin mo po ang aming kalooban. Give us a new mind, a new heart, a new vision for our nation, Lord. Help us to do our part as citizens of this land, of this nation. Lord, we pray for the Philippines, that you will transform our nation from a corrupt nation to a righteous nation. Lord, we pray for our government leaders, that you'll give them a heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone. Lord, give them a hatred of evil, a hatred of corruption, Lord. Ikaw po ang maglinis sa aming mga pamahalaan, Lord. And I pray, Lord, for righteous men and women to be put into office, Lord. And I pray and I promote mo, Lord, ang iyong mga tao, that so that they can serve with righteousness and justice and integrity. Lord, I pray for every member of Victory, Lord, that you will use us as salt and light. You'll use us to influence other people. Saan man kami nandoon, sa opisina, sa school, sa komunidad, Lord, help us to shine your light before men. so that they will see the life of Christ upon us, so that people will praise the Father, our Father in heaven. Lord, empower us by your Spirit. Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Lord, we thank you that you have already destroyed the works of the devil in our lives, in our families. And Lord God, we also pray for our families, that you'll bring salvation, deliverance, freedom to our household. Lord, na lahat po ng aming mga mahal sa buhay ay maliligtas, that they will come from darkness to light, that they will serve the Lord. They will not serve sin, but they will serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we thank you that this nation belongs to you. That you love, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your great sacrifice. We thank you for what you have done in our lives. Give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.